Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Elected officials from five continents honor Falun Dafa. May 13th marked the 24th World Falun Dafa Day. Elected officials from North and South America, Asia, Europe, and Oceania sent proclamations or congratulatory letters in recognition of the significant contribution made to their communities over the years by Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, and the practice's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi. The date also celebrated the 31st anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. Praise and good wishes poured in from representatives of people the world over, as illustrated by this small sampling. A Canadian MP said that the world welcomes Falun Dafa, and one Canadian MP said that Falun Dafa is one of the greatest achievements of the 21st century. Many Canadian cities flew the Falun Dafa flag or displayed colorful lights on landmark buildings to celebrate the special occasion and thank practitioners for their contributions to their local communities. Officials sent congratulatory letters. Honors were bestowed on Falun Dafa and Mr. Li by countless dignitaries from all over the United States at the federal, state, and local levels. The American flag was raised above the U.S. Capitol and many state capitals, commending Mr. Li's efforts for promoting the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in the world. The U.S. State Department Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, Rashad Hussein, posted a statement on Twitter on May 13th that reiterated the sentiments expressed by many U.S. dignitaries. It said, "I am pleased to join the Falun Gong community in recognizing World Falun Dafa Day, a time to remember the peaceful ideals of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, in solidarity with the many practitioners around the world who continue to suffer for their beliefs." Many elected officials in Europe commended Falun Dafa practitioners. Among them was British politician Lord Hilton, who paid high tribute to Falun Dafa practitioners in his congratulatory letter. He noted that they have firmly defended freedom of belief and conscience and dare to protest the increasingly rampant atheist communism. Member of European Parliament Michael Gahler addressed a World Falun Dafa Day celebration in Frankfurt, Germany. He said that based on his observations over the years, he found that Falun Dafa practitioners are peaceful, kind, and honest. Gahler believes they have had a positive impact on their surroundings and made great contributions toward a better society. 14 elected officials in Argentina co-signed a letter of congratulations to Falun Dafa practitioners, praising the principles of Falun Dafa and practitioners' efforts in Argentina to improve society. Australian Member of Parliament Scott Buchholz sent a congratulatory letter in which he wrote, "Falun Dafa is a peaceful practice of spiritual health and exercise to help all practitioners maintain a healthy and peaceful life." Councillor Barker of the city of Whitehorse in Australia told a Minghui reporter, "Falun Dafa is not just important for the practitioners, but it's important for our great country." Many elected officials in the Kaohsiung area of Taiwan, including legislators, counselors, and human rights lawyers, celebrated World Falun Dafa Day. Councilmember Chen Lina said, "I have read the main text of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun, several times. It is a very special book. It opens people's vision and improves their realms. Master Li's wisdom can guide us in our lives. Falun Dafa can help us break through the difficulties of life.
Falun Dafa welcomed at Hiroshima Flower Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to join in the 46th annual Hiroshima Flower Festival on June 10th and 11th. The theme of the festival was the power of flowers. Hiroshima flowers bloom and are sent across the world. It was meant to encourage people who suffer from war and disease and to convey hope for a better future. The Flower Festival is one of the largest celebrations in Japan. More than 680,000 visitors from Japan and abroad attended the popular event on opening day. Falun Dafa practitioners were one of the 90 groups participating in the festival parade that had more than 5,600 participants. The parade scene was grand and lively and was broadcast live by a local TV station. An aerial image of the Falun Dafa group, published in the local media, showed an impressive lineup, including the Tianguo marching band, a colorful float, an exercise demonstration team, and a waist drum team making up the procession. The moderator of the organizing committee repeatedly introduced Falun Dafa to the audience during the parade. Many spectators praised their entry. Out-of-towner Ozaki Yoshinori made a special trip to Hiroshima to attend the Flower Festival. He said that he found the contrast between the peaceful Falun Dafa group and its brutal persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, shocking. Spectator Alex Kranberg is from the Netherlands. He remarked, "The Falun Dafa group is amazing and full of positive energy." Tourist Christine Joy from the Philippines said that this was the first time she has seen the Tianguo marching band perform. Although she has witnessed Falun Dafa activities in Manila in the past and was deeply affected. Japanese resident Jasmine De Leon is originally from the Philippines. She said that she's seen practitioners perform during the Flower Festival many times, and they are memorable. Parade attendee Mr. Yoshinori said that he was impressed by the performance of the Falun Dafa contingent. He added, "Today's trip was worthwhile." He noted the link on the Falun Dafa website and said, "I plan to read it carefully after I go home. I'd like to learn Falun Dafa."
Washington State Falun Dafa group exercise inspires visitors to learn about the practice. Practitioners took part in Falun Dafa group exercise at Marina Park near Seattle, Washington on June 10th. They shared informational flyers and handmade origami lotus flowers with those interested in the practice. Marina Park is located in Kirkland, near many restaurants and shops, and features a sandy beach, boat launch, public art, and a beautiful open-air pavilion. People come to the park to enjoy summer concerts and performances, as well as enjoy the magnificent scenery of Lake Washington and Seattle. Many people paused to talk to the practitioners to learn about Falun Dafa. Dominic is employed by Amazon and said that this was the first time he had heard about the spiritual practice. He inquired about learning how to do the exercises. A practitioner told him about the FalunDafa.org website that offers information about the practice, free exercise instruction, as well as the schedule for the park. Dominic said he was grateful. A woman who works in nearby Seattle named Camilla said that she had not heard about Falun Dafa before. She was impressed by the peaceful movements and asked, "Will you come to the park every week so I can do the exercises with you?" Kirkland worker Jeremiah read the information provided by practitioners and said that his family visited the park every weekend. The group asked if practitioners would be there every week to teach the exercises. A practitioner provided information about websites offering information, free instructions, and exercise site schedules. Jeremiah took notes and said he'd check into it so that he and his family could learn the exercises. A visitor to the area named Nathan said he didn't have much time to spend at the park. After reading the introduction to Falun Dafa, he expressed interest in the practice and asked where he could learn the exercises. A practitioner told him about the website. Nathan immediately took out his notebook to make a note and added, "I only put very important information here."
U.S. citizen calls for the release of loved ones illegally detained in China. California resident Karen Kang organized a rally in front of the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles on June 6th, calling for the immediate release of imprisoned family members, sister Kang Shumei and two nephews, Huo Lijun and Zhang Gu. All are being illegally detained in China for their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang and his mother, Ms. Kang Shumei, were arrested in October of 2022. Their personal belongings, including a vehicle, a computer, and a printer, were confiscated. Both are being held in detention centers and have been denied family visits. Their arrests and detention left the Kang sisters' 94-year-old father in a dire situation, since he had relied on Ms. Kang and Mr. Zhang for care. Mr. Huo was arrested in April of this year and is being held at the Taiyuan City No. 1 Detention Center, where he began a hunger strike protesting the persecution. Huo is enduring brutal force feeding three times a day, and during the past 48 days, he has lost 55 pounds. He is now in a precarious condition. Human rights organizations and the international community are also being asked to help rescue three other imprisoned family members that include Karen's younger sister, another nephew, and a cousin. All three of them live in Taiyuan City, Shaanxi Province. It is important to note that all of these arrests were made of prisoners of conscience. Freedom of belief is actually allowed by Chinese law. However, in 1999, Falun Gong's growing popularity was perceived as a threat by the communist regime. An order to eradicate the practice and persecute its practitioners was issued by the CCP leadership. The notorious 610 office, a security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems, was established at that time, solely to eliminate Falun Gong. The arrest and persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China is in fact against Chinese law. Karen said, "Throughout history, justice has always prevailed. Those who persecute good people will be brought to justice sooner or later. I urge all police officers and those in the judiciary departments to immediately stop participating in the persecution and release my three family members."
Falun Dafa's principles praised at events in two Irish cities. Ireland's tourist season is at its peak in early June. Falun Dafa practitioners held events in two of the largest Irish cities, Cork and Dublin, on May 27th and June 3rd. They introduced Falun Dafa to the public and rallied support against the CCP's persecution of the practice. Many people signed a petition to help end the forced organ harvesting crimes happening in China. A Catholic nun with a long-standing commitment to ending human trafficking exclaimed, "We need to stop this devil's act. State-sanctioned forced human organ harvesting is a crime against humanity." She admonished Irish people to not turn a blind eye to it. Brazilian couple Anna and Gustavo read the informative display boards, and the man said, "When we first arrived in Europe, we met a lady from Hong Kong. She told us what happened in Hong Kong and Taiwan, so I fully believe the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa is real." They both signed the petition and said they hope that the persecution will end soon. An Irish woman named Anne said that she believes that the CCP persecutes Falun Dafa because the practice represents kindness and evil wants to overthrow kindness. She said, "There is no need to debate. Everyone should follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and stick to righteousness." A university lecturer from Saudi Arabia, Rana, is working on her doctoral degree in Ireland. She said that she respects practitioners' faith and opposes the CCP's persecution. Dublin native Susan said encouragingly, "We should try our best to let people understand that everyone must firmly oppose this persecution." French actor Ocon said that people would believe in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, if they read the ancient Chinese classics. He suggested, "Why don't we look at the maxims left by China's own great philosophers 5,000 years ago, which existed before the Communist Party and before the emergence of what we call modern society?" A tourist from England named Mark said that many people can't distinguish between the CCP and China, even in Western society. He suggested that people learn how the CCP was established. In his view, Confucianism and Buddhism are traditional Chinese culture, while communism is a theory that originated in Germany. In the face of a chaotic world, Mark wants a peaceful mind. He said that he was interested in practicing Falun Dafa.
University students in Nepal learn about Falun Dafa. World Meditation Day is celebrated on May 21st. This year, Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to the Institute of Agriculture and Animal Science in Nepal to hold a Falun Dafa introduction session on May 20th. Many students said they were very happy to have the opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa. University student Parbing Puri said he discovered Falun Dafa 4 years ago through a Facebook ad and was then motivated to watch Master Lee's lectures. Puri now volunteers his time sharing the practice. He conducted small introductory sessions for fellow classmates at his university and an online webinar for college juniors. Soon after, the president of Amnesty International, Pakli Hawa Youth Network, said he saw information about Falun Dafa on social media. He contacted Puri and asked him to conduct an introductory session at the Institute of Agriculture and Animal Science on Saturday, May 20th, in honor of World Meditation Day. Puri put together a PowerPoint presentation introducing Falun Dafa and its amazing health benefits. He also drew attention to the ongoing decades-long persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. After the presentation, the practice's 5 exercises were demonstrated, and all 35 students participating in the program joined in. Many students were very happy with the introductory session and were surprised that everything was completely voluntary and free of charge. The students were all members of Amnesty International, and some expressed a strong interest in learning more about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. They were provided links to a Change.org petition to the UN and other non-governmental organizations taking action against the persecution. The president of Amnesty International Network expressed that he believed Falun Dafa to be a great practice and asked about follow-up sessions. He also requested similar programs to be conducted in his hometown. Inspired by the success of the program, Puri presented a second event at the Nepal Veterinary Students Association of Rampur that included an audio-visual presentation and a demonstration of the exercises. Many students participating in that program asked for the exercise music and sought additional information about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China.
Young people praise Falun Dafa at Romanian event. Practitioners from Romania and Moldova introduced Falun Dafa to the public on May 31st and June 1st at the Pali Mall in ESC Romania. Event participants learned about the physical and mental benefits of the practice and Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many children and their parents were shown how to do the five sets of Falun Dafa exercises. Instruction and materials were provided for the creation of origami lotuses, and the symbolism behind the lotus flower was shared as activity participants folded their flowers. Practitioners also explained that people of all ages are experiencing great suffering as a result of the communist regime's persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Three young men came to the booth and folded the paper flowers twice, once for young children. One teenager was especially touched when he discovered that small children are orphaned and displaced as a result of the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. He said that it is important to hold activities like these to help people understand what is happening in China. He said that he believes in the teachings of Falun Dafa, especially truthfulness, and agreed that people need the values in their everyday lives. The young men offered encouragement to practitioners suffering in the persecution, and one said, "Everyone must work together with firm belief and keep moving forward." Preteen Delia learned how to fold the paper flowers and brought her 7-year-old sister, Theodora, to the booth the next day. The young girl pointed to the Chinese characters of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said that those were her favorite words. 10-year-old David created paper lotus flowers with his younger sister. As the children made the flowers, the practitioners told them stories of young practitioners in China and said that following Falun Dafa's principles would bring them wisdom and inner peace. David said that he wanted to live by these values. Dozens of children and their parents participated in the activities over the 2 days at the mall and brought Falun Dafa's universal values home with them in their hearts.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.